Okay, we're in Parak Yudalam in Hilchos Trumos, and the Rambam is going to continue in this chapter discussing various issues of mixtures and situations where the mixture produces a suffix and how to handle it. Okay, so Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Chamishim Teinos Shechoros v'chamishim Levanos Shenofel Osochon Tein Achas Al Trumos. Let's say you have 50 dark figs and 50 light or white figs, and one fig fell out of Truma, fell into them. Haisa Levana. So let's say the fig that fell into this mixture is white. So the shchoros, the black ones, are mutter, meaning we assume they're not truma, and the levanos we treat besafek. But let's say the tain that fell in was black. So the opposite, which seems to make sense. Let's say I didn't know. Let's say I wasn't sure what the color of the fig that fell in was. So we rely on the 101 measurement. Let's say after it fell in what color it was, but then he forgot what color it was. Then we treat the entire mixture as meduma. Okay, halacha beis. V'cheini gule devela, right? Umalavnim shel devela. So you have the same thing when it comes to, let's say, and again, we're trying to understand mixtures here. When you have like cake, a cake of figs alongside, let's say, a block of figs. Okay, so if you have v'chini gule dvela malavim shalvela, malavim mean like bricks. So you have cakes of figs and what do you call it? Bricks of figs. Shenufel eagle, right? O malavim shaltruma l'tochan. And let's say a cake of fig falls into this mixture of cakes of figs and bricks of figs. Okay, then yodea im malavim haya o eagle. Unless you don't know what fell in was a cake or a brick, so to speak, or block. So we'll say the cakes are combined together with the bricks. And then the truma is measured against the entire mixture. As long as it's 101, it's good to go. Let's say I have cakes of figs, big cakes and small cakes. Let's say a cake of figs falls into them. And I don't know if the when we say cake, though, we don't mean like a fig cake, but like, let's say the attached together figs in a cake form. We don't know if it was big or small or fell in. Harein malin beimaminyan beimavishka. So then what we say is that we can, what do you call it? We can nevatel it based on either counting it or weighing it out. What does that mean? Ketza, nufel, igul amea, igul and gedolam uktanim. Let's say a cake of figs fell into 100 of cakes that are both big and small. Harein yomer, what can the guy say? Kata nufel, lubia echa miktanim. So he could say, a small cake fell in, and I am now taking out one of the small. Nafal eagle lesoch arbaim igulim mehen. Excuse me, igulim. Let's say what he called. Let's say a cake fell into 40 other cakes. Mehen esrim eagle mishkal kol echad arba litorin. Mehen esrim eagle mishkal kol echad litra. And let's say in that mixture of the 40, 20 of them weigh 4 pounds each. And let's say of the other 20, 1 pound each. Hol mishkal hakol mea litrin. But let's say the entire combined weight is. Excuse me, mea litrim ve'echad is 101 pounds. Okay, how many omer katan nafal al yachal nitanim? I can then say a small one fell in, and I'm going to take out one of these small cakes. Lach gemal, kemach vasoles. Okay, so we have regular flour and very fine flour. Inim mistarif alos is a truma. They don't combine together to mevatel against truma. So if truma falls into a mixture of fine flour and regular flour, we don't combine them together to form 100 against whatever fell in. Lach gadal. Okay, let's say a seah of wheat falls not quite in the mixture of a grain pile in a silo. Okay, so again, let's say I have a huge silo of grain, and let's say there's a seah of wheat, okay, that is truma, obviously, and it falls right at the beginning of the entranceway of the silo. Okay, we can't combine that with the larger grain pile. We only can measure out, we only use bittel if there's a complete mixture of the truma with the non-truma. Or let's say we don't know where the truma fell. So Ketzad, Yaseh, what does he do? So the person should relate to the truma as if it's wheat on barley. So what does he do? So basically, we say, he separates he takes out that little bit of truma, that fell in that area with some of the chulin, of the non-truma, okay, where it fell on. So because remember, even though it fell on the insurance, it was a little bit mixed into the overall pile. And that'd be the same thing as collecting chitim on from Sa'orim. Okay, shtei kupos. We love these. Okay, two containers, or shtei meguros, or let's say two large storage rooms. Shenafo chumo sof achas mehen. And chumo falls into one of them, v'nivola, and it gets mixed in. V'ein yodeal ezeh enafo. But I don't know which storage room it fell into. Ima yushtei meguros of aizecha. Now let's say both of the storage rooms are in one house, or one warehouse, let's say. Harei l'mistarfos, v'tala be'echad ameh aminakol. We treat it actually as one mixture, and therefore we count 101, combining the two together. Okay, as if the two storage rooms are actually one. Even if one, let's say by kupa, one storage container is here in one room and the other one's another room, since a normal thing is to gather them together, what do you call it, into one building, but if the two storage containers are in two completely different cities, then it's not going to work. Okay. So what does he do? Halacha va kitza, what does he do to in this such a situation? Mala seya shenafla. How does he take out the seya that fell in? Imratzalos mecha mishtayin. So if he wants to, he can remove from one of the two piles of two containers. Imratzalos chatzimizu mala, or he could take half from each. Kadim aleim teinim shalchun. Okay, switching for a second. Let's say you have jugs that are filled up with figs. That a non-truma should doras litra to enum shal truma, but he kat echa mehem. And what happened? I pressed a pound of figs that are truma into the opening of one of those containers. Benadu ezehi, and I don't know which one it was in. Ima yusham mea kad vikad. If there are 101 jugs, okay, mea kad vikad, right? Harezuta levelokech kat echa mehem, then he could take out one pitcher from the group. Moko le koin, he sells it to the koin. Chutz midmei osa litra, bashar mitram, except for the value of the litra itself, and the rest are mutter. But if it's less than 100, then what we say is the figs that are at the top of the jar, and remember, that's where the truma fell on top, of all the jars are considered meduma, safeg, and those at the bottom are considered permitted to a non-Kohen to consume. Okay, let's say someone went ahead and pressed a certain amount, let's say a pound of figs, at the opening of this type of clay, or I'll be eagle, or on top of a cake. Veina doa ezehu. He doesn't know which one. Darsa alpi eagle. Veina doa in betzon of dermar. Or let's say he pressed the figs onto the fig cake. And he doesn't know if he did it on the northern or southern part of the cake. Below eze below ezu eaglehu. So it's not that he doesn't know what eagle. He just doesn't know which part he pressed it on. Ronosam ki lahem prudos vitalapi mishkan. We treat them as if they're separate entities, and we basically use weight to create the bittel. If, let's say, an all the igulin is about 100 pounds, then we can measure against that. As long as within each cake there's more than 2 pounds, let's say, this way, truma will be batal by the majority. Because we have cases of safek truma, right? We use rov, we use the majority of non-produce against it to be mevatel the truma. Okay, when truma vada, meaning we know truma is definitely there, okay, so we need 100 against it. And in the case of safek, then we need 50. Right? We always need rov. Right? You always need to add to it to create a majority. But if there's more than 50, okay, then I don't need rov. So what's the case? Ta'ina achas truma. Let's say you have one figure truma, shenafla tishim v'teisha, that falls into 99 others. V'ramea kayamim, okay, and the 100 are, are present. Hakol asol azarim k'mosh b'yonu. All of them are prohibited to non-kohanim, as we've stated before. Sorry about the raven. Look at this. Now, achas mechamishim, let's say one fig of truma falls into 50 others. Of the achas minakol, and one of the of this tarovis now, this mixture gets lost. Shema achas minachulin hishavda, or achas shenaflahi hishavda. So we don't know if one of the non-truma figs got lost, or if it was one of the if it was the one that fell in. Hare elu asuros, they're all asur ach yarbelin chulin, until I actually add non-truma produce to it. Mimakamachar from a different place. Yosef alim chamishim te'inim, the achas yoser alakol. So I have to add basically 51 figs to the entire amount. Vimnav achas or truma, so chamishim achas. Let's say a ta'ina of truma falls into 51. of non-truma, of the achas min hakol, and then I lose one of them, hosar shar lezar. So the remainder that's left is actually mutter for non-kohanim to consume. Halacha yud. Say a truma, shenafal apachos mimea, what do you call it? A maiser rishon, a shalon de trumaso, or the maiser sheni. All right, so let's say I have a say a truma that falls into less than 100 of maiser rishon, right, where the truma has not been taken from this yet, or into maiser sheni, the hektish shalon niftu, right, and it's the hektish shalon niftu, and it hasn't been redeemed in Yerushalayim yet, the nidma hakol, right, and the whole thing becomes what do you call it? Meduma, okay. Im lemaiser rishon nafla. So if it fell into lemaiser rishon, yikra shem letruma. Excuse me, yikra shem lemaiser truma. Yimkar kol kohanim. Right. So what do? We basically say that we give it the shame, the name, the title of truma's meiser. We sell the whole thing to kohanim. Chutz mit made truma, except for the cost of truma. Shem nafla that fell in. We made truma's meiser shabo, and the funds or the amount, the monetary amount of the truma's meiser that's in it. The Meiser Sheni, the Hekdash Nafla, now if it fell into Meiser Sheni, that was consecrated for the Mikdash and wasn't redeemed yet, Hare Elu Yiftu, so we redeem them, the Yimkru Lekohen, we sell to the Kohen, Chutz Mitzvei Truma, except for the worth of the Truma itself. Okay, Lach Yidal, say a Truma, Tumea, so now we're going to deal with the Tarobis of Tumea and Tahora, okay, so if you have a say of Truma Tumea, okay, Shenafel of Pachos Mimea Chulun, that falls into less than 100 of non-Truma produce, or Meiser Rishon, or Meiser Sheni, or Hekdash, or into Meiser Rishon, or into Meiser Sheni, or into that which was set aside for this Mikdash, Bein Tmei and Bein Taharim, what it falls into is Tamei or Tahar, Hol V'nin B'Hakol, since the whole thing is Meduma, Hare HaKol K'Truma Tmeya, we treat the whole thing like Truma Tmeya, Sh'Asur B'Achila L'Kol, no one can eat this. Hare HaKol Asur L'Olam, Manichim Nosan Ad Shikir Pavlo. So the entire thing is prohibited forever, and we let it rot. This only applies to foods that aren't eaten raw. Something that is eaten raw, we don't let it, we don't set it aside to rot because someone might actually eat it. Rather, we burn it like we burn other truma tamea. Say a truma, tahora, shenafla pachos tamein. So if I have a say a truma that falls into less than 100 of non truma that is tame, so again, I have one say a truma that's tahora that falls into less than 100 of chulin tame, yumkar kol akhanim. I sell the entire thing to the client, chutz mei truma, except for the value of the truma itself. And the coin can come ahead, can go ahead and eat this, this mixture, right? Which is meduma, as literally roasted kernels of wheat. Or yellow shosov mei peros, or what he could do is he can go ahead and make a dough out of them using fruit juice, she'ena machshirin, right? That basically will not be able to get any tuma from it. Kadesh l'tatame truma shabo. Because remember, we don't want the truma that's in it to become tame, min achulon that's main, from the chulon that's tame. All right, so that's how he has to approach it. O yolosh meduma zeh pachos mikabetza. Or the other option he can do is he can take this mixture that, again, the status is meduma, and you make it into a dough, okay, that's about the size of a betza. She'in ochol tame, mitame ochol achar she'eh kabetza. Because ochol can't become tame once it gets to the size of a betza. Oh, an egg. O yischalek meduma zeh pachos mikabetza v'cholisa. Or he could divide up this mixture that's meduma less than a kibetza in all the doughs, kadesh titma truma shabo. So again, he's trying to make sure the truma that's in it doesn't become tame. Halacha gimel, say a truma tmeya. So if I have a say of truma tmeya, a bigger amount, shenuf lemea chulun tahorin, that falls into 100 seya, that's tahor of non-truma produce, v'chein say a truma tahora, that is say a truma tahora, shenuf lemea chulun tmein, right? Talib echad mea. So then I measure 101 against it, v'tokla klaios, and I eat it as roasted grain, or talish mei peros, again, the solutions above. I can make dough with fruit juice, or pachas mikabetza, shein aseya shenafla hi aseya atzma shals. So again, same principle, if we increase the amount to aseya. Halach yidal, aseya truma, tameya, shenafla lemea aseya shal truma tahora. Okay, let's say aseya truma that's tame now, that falls into 100 aseya of truma that is tahor, batla b'miyat. So we basically say that since there's such a small amount of truma tame in there, it's batal, the ochlan akal batara, and the kohen can eat the whole thing. Then nafla pachos mimea, but it falls into less than 100 of truma tahara. Then he's got to leave the entire batch to the side and let it run. Lach desva shtei kupos. Okay, are two containers of grain. Shenafla seya shel truma so achas mehen. So say a truma falls into one of them and noda leize mehen nafla. Okay, and he knows which one it fell into. V'achar kach nafla seya shnia. But then afterwards, a second seya of truma falls in. V'nedu leize mehen nafla. But I don't know which container it fell into. So again, the case is I have two containers. I know which one the first say of truma fell into, but I don't know which one the second say of truma fell into. So we assume, we can say that wherever the truma fell into the first container, so too the second one fell into that container. The bishatona saw kakala the mukulka. Because basically, when it comes to things that are messed up, we associate it with the previous mess up. Nafa say rishono so achas mehem. Let's say the first say fell into one of them, but ain't no deal with mehem nafa. But I don't know which container fell into. And then rachak nafa say shnia. Then a second say of truma falls in, but no delays mehem nafa. And I know which container fell into. Ain't no mlovak nafa shnia nafa bishono. We don't actually say that that the wherever this the second one fell in, the first one fell into also, which is one I don't know. El shnei mukukolos. We say both of them are considered to be a problem, so we're stuck with something. Lach design. How you shnei kupos? If I have two containers, achas mehem achas Torah. One of them has tamei produce, the other one has tara produce. Not to say shumul achas mehem, and the say shumul falls into one of the two. Benadua ezehi. I don't know which one it fell into. Only the sochet mehem nafla. Then we are machmer and we assume that it fell into the tamei container. Lach design shnei kupos. If I have two containers, achas shumul tahora, achas shachun tmein. Let's say I have one is with truma tahora, and the other one has chulun that's not that. Excuse me, non truma produce that is tamei. Nafla say truma tahora so achas mehem, and a say truma fell into one of them. We say automatically that the truma fell into the one that's truma, v'achun yochel matarak truma, and I can go ahead and eat the chulun one. It's good to go. Okay. Lacha yuchas. Nafla say a truma tmei l'sof achas mehem. Let's say I see a truma that's tamei fell into one of them. Omlusoch a truma nafla. We assume it fell into the truma one. V'achun yochel klayos matarak truma gedola. And what do we do with the non truma produce? We create the roasted kernels, or make it into dough, all that other stuff we saw before. Halach yotes say a truma tmeya. I have a say a truma that's tamei she nafla itself achas mehem. They fell into one of the two. Almost so for truma nafla, we assume it fell into the truma one. Bachun yochul klayos or lo shemay pera. Same solution with the non truma produce. Okay, halach chaf shnei kupos achas shal truma tmeya and achas shal chulun torah. So if I have two containers, one is truma tmeya, the other one is non truma produce that is torah. The nafla say a shal truma tahara itself achas mehem, and a say of truma torah fell into one of them. Excuse me, Omer Masoch Shal Truma Nafla, we assume it fell into the Truma one, the Chulun Yochel Klaios, and the Chulun is eaten as roasted grain. Finally, Lach Chavalef, we'll stop here. Nafla Seah Shal Truma Tzmeah, L'Soch Achas Mehem, and the Seah Truma fell into one of these containers. Shtei and Asuras, they're both Asur, Shis Safek Truma Tzmeah Asur, because the general Lach is, and we have a case of Safek Truma, that's Tamei, we are Machmer, the Safek HaMeduma Mutter, but we also say that Safek Meduma is permitted. V'nei Isra Truma Tzmeah Min HaTorah, because the Isra Truma Tzmeya is an Isra Duraisa, Isra Meduma Medivrayin, Al HaYikram Shibyarna Bilkos Al HaSuras. But we know the Isra Meduma is really Durabanan, as we explain the halachas of Ma'achal HaSuras. That ends Perek Gedal, then we're just about rounding the finish line towards finishing Hilchos Trumos. We pick up Perek Tesvav tomorrow.